Hello, everyone. Summary for Daf 7 of Parshas Pekudei of Likutei Torah. Very powerful explanation of the discourse on the first verse of Parshas Pekudei. And we explain this whole idea of testimony of Eidus, that there's really three explanations for the word Eid, Ad. That one hand it can mean crown, one hand it can mean eternity, and the third definition, it can actually mean limitation. So it's fascinating because you see the second definition and the third definition are almost polar opposites. But really, it all connects to the supernal level of godliness called Keser, and Keser means crown. So the first explanation makes perfect sense because literally, it is a crown. The word adi is the two crowns of the Torah, specifically the idea that Jews accepting the Torah and observing the Torah. That's a crown. And the second definition, where ad means infinitude, va'ed, is the idea that Keser, this spiritual level called Keser, called crown, is the very end of God's, of the Kabbalistic level called Or Ein Sof, which is essentially Hashem's infinite light, which spans multiple gradations, the very end of which is called Keser. So Keser is really the portal into the absolute infinite. So that's why it is called infinitude. And the last definition, that it is limitation, Ad kan tchum Shabbos, or ad kan, until here, this whole idea is because from our perspective, once we even start talking about this lofty level of Keser within spirituality, it's actually beyond rational comprehension whatsoever. So it really is beyond our limitations of our understanding. So therefore, only until that level, we actually can even understand begin to understand God, and beyond that level, we can understand. So that's why it's a limitation, because we are limited. And at that point, once we reach that level, we are not able to understand it anymore. And all of this is connected to the Shema, because in the Shema, we say, it's actually very beautiful, that the last letter of the verse and the third letter of the verse actually both have a large letter. So the sh'ain of the letter of the word Shema and the dalet of the word Echad are actually larger than the rest of the words in the Torah. It's written larger. So it's very interesting because that actually spells out the word Eid, a witness or testimony, and which we see it's connected to these three definitions that we were explaining, that when we say the Shema, we are testifying, because the word Eid means a testimony, to this reality of Hashem being completely beyond our personal rationale and understanding. And it's just extremely powerful. And we also bring out this idea that the words that aren't enlarged, the shin and mem of the word Shema, and the aleph and ches of the word Echad, actually spell out the word, if we rearrange the letters, it actually spells out the word Esmach, which means I will be happy. So specifically through joy is how we attain a level of self-nullification to make it even possible to draw down this lofty, beyond rationale, unity within godliness, and make it something that's possible to internalize into our emotions, and thereby unite that emotions with our speech and our action to make positive impact on the world. And that's the whole idea. We see there's actually the verse in Pekudei uses the word pukad al pi Moshe, that there was a pukad means to count, but if you rearrange the letters of Pukad, it actually spells the word Dofek, which means to knock. So this knocking is really this unity of Abba and Ima, of mother and father. So to explain what I mean, we have an external knocking, a knock, let's say you knock on the door, you knock on your heart from with your hands. But then within your heart itself, there is the beating of the heart, which is also called the knocking, that beating of your heart. So when we knock, we have this unity of this level of called doifik, of knocking. It is expressing this greatest, highest spiritual unity within godliness that is possible to be perceived, and makes it actually possible to draw down all these lofty levels we've been discussing. I hope you enjoyed. You should have a most wonderful, wonderful day. And take care.